我们用半个钟头先把重点来解释，然后利用另外半个钟头我们来讨论。
I will spend about half an hour to study all these essential doctrines, then we spend another 30 minutes to have a discussion.
我们教会有十大基本信仰。
Our church have 10 basic essential doctrines.
这个十大基本信仰好像一个国家的宪法。
It's like a constitution of a country.
真耶稣教会的存在就是因为这十大基本信条。
The existence of the true Jesus church is based on these 10 essential doctrines.
如果这个教条改变了，就不是真耶稣教会。
If any of these doctrines change, it's no longer considered to be a TJC.
那十大基本信条里面有所谓五大教义。
Among these 10 doctrines, there are 5 essential doctrines.
这个是我们初代工人从神领受的。
This was received from these are our early workers received from the Lord.
那这五大教义跟其他的教会完全不同。
These 5 essential doctrines are very unique from other denominations.
那在五大教义里面有三个典礼。
The 3 sacraments among these 5 basic, essential doctrines.
这是跟得救有关的。
Which are related directly to salvation.
这跟其他教会完全不一样。
Again, they are very different from the other denominations.
那三个典礼是什么？
So which are these 3 sacraments?
我们就想，每一次联恩会最后一天我们做什么？
What do we do during the last day of our holy, spiritual convocation?
第一个就是洗礼。
Firstly, the water baptism.
用主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪。
Be washed in the blood of Jesus, to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
第二个就是洗脚礼。
Secondly, is the sacrament of foot washing.
跟主有份。
Is to have to be part with Jesus.
第三个就是圣餐礼。
Thirdly, is the sacrament of the Holy Communion.
领受主的肉，主的血。
To receive the body and the blood of Jesus.
到末日可以复活。
So we can resurrect during the end time.
那除了这个三个典礼，还有两个很重要的。
Besides of the 3 essential sacraments, there are 2 more essential doctrines.
一个是得圣灵。
They receive the Holy, receive the Holy Spirit.
说方言是凭据。
Speaking in tongue is an evidence.
另外一个是守安息日。
And also keeping Sabbath.
就是一个礼拜的第七天。
Which is the seventh day of the week, the last day of the week.
这个叫做真耶稣教的五大教义。
These are the 5 basic essential doctrines.
那十大信条里面呢，有五条大概跟一般教会一样。
Among these 10 basic doctrines, 5 are very similar to other denominations.
但是五条完全不一样。
But the other five are very unique from the other denominations.
那这个完全不一样，这五条跟得救有绝对的关系。
And these 5 are directly related to salvation.
所以我们在真耶稣教信主，我们需要了解我们信什么。
So as a believer of the True Jesus Church, we do have to understand what do we believe.
当然，我们信是从圣经里面出来的。
Of course, our faith is based on the Holy Scripture.
那我们现在进入第三条。
So now we're going to study the 3rd essential doctrine.
我们相信本会是基督耶稣基督借完与圣灵所设立的。
We believe that the True Jesus Church was established by our Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit, the latter rain.
那我们教会的目标就是要复兴使徒时代的真教会。
The purpose and the function of the church is to revive the true church of the apostolic days.
这个就是我们所信的。
This is our faith. This is our belief.
那为了对这一条信仰有更深的认识，我们有八个问题让我们来想。
So we listed 2-8 questions for us to ponder on.
那这个八个问题，如果我们都能够从圣经的教训里面来了解，那结论就是跟我们的标题一样。
If we can understand these 8 important questions from the Bible, then the conclusion is our topic today.
第一个问题。
First question.
教会是什么？
What is a church?
教会跟会堂不一样。
A church is different from the chapel.
会堂是一个建筑物。
A chapel is merely a building.
是物质的。
Is a material, is a physical construction.
教会是属灵的。
But a church is spiritual.
教会是指的一群人。
A church is the assembly of believers.
他的罪被主耶稣洁净的。这个叫做教会。
The sins were cleansed by Jesus Christ, and it is so called a church.
好，请看使徒行传二十章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
因为圣灵力里面做全群的监督，你应当自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood.
啊，这里特别讲神的教会是用他自己的血所买来的。
And here, the author emphasized the church of God, which He purchased with His own blood.
什么叫做用自己的血所买来的
？What does that mean? What does it mean? Purchased with His own blood.
就是用他的宝血把我们赎出来。
We were redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
那我们再问一个问题。
Our next question.
啊，从哪里赎出来
？And from where? From where were we redeemed?
从魔鬼的手里赎出来。
From the hands of Satan.
啊，因为我们有罪，有罪的都落在魔鬼的手里。
We were sinned, and we are all in the hands of Satan.
那主耶稣宝血洁净我们的罪。
So the blood of Jesus Christ sanctifies and cleanses us.
魔鬼就没有办法再控制我们
，and Satan is no longer in control.
所以我们就进到神的国。
So we enter into the kingdom of God.
所以从魔鬼的控制进到神的国，那个关键在耶稣的宝血。
So the key is the blood of Jesus Christ.
那耶稣的宝血什么时候跟我们个人发生关系
？So when did the blood of Jesus Christ build up the relationship with us?
洗礼的时候。
Through the process of water baptism.
我们照着圣经的教训，有圣灵的见证，奉耶稣的名洗礼。
We perform in accordance with the teaching of the Bible, with the move of the Holy Spirit, with the witness of the Holy Spirit, and then the move of the Holy Spirit, then our sins are cleansed.
主耶稣的宝血就在水里面显现。
Then the blood of Jesus Christ appear in the water.
是灵里面的。
In spirit.
所以有的人看到，有的人没有看到。
Therefore, some people saw the vision, and some people don't.
要洁净我们的罪。
And to cleanse our sins.
因此，一个人在教会慕道还没有洗礼啊，他还不是在这个身体里面。
Therefore, a person who has been,
不是在这个教会里面
who has been a true seeker even for a long time, he still doesn't belong to this body.
因为还没有主耶稣的宝血洁净。
He was not cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
只有洗礼罪被洁净才加入这个教会。
Only through the water baptism, till the sin was cleansed, then he belongs to the body.
所以我们教会跟外教会一个最重要的关键，这个关键把握住，那我们就知道有什么不同。
So、we should have a very clear understanding the differences between TJC and other denominations.
就是洗礼不同。
Which is the water baptism.
圣经讲洗礼有两种。
In the Bible, there are two kinds of water baptism.
使徒行传十九章，这个是悔改的洗。
And in Acts chapter 19, which is the baptism of repentance.
这是好的，但是这不完全。
It is good, still incomplete.
因为没有圣灵的见证。
Since without the witness of the Holy Spirit, it has no effect.
现在一般的基督教界里面，大部分都没有圣灵 ,99 以上都没有圣灵。
So most of the Christian denominations, about 99% of them have no Holy Spirit.
所以他的洗礼是好的，要代表他们的悔改，接受耶稣做救主，但是没有圣灵就没有赦罪的权柄，没有主耶稣的宝血。
The water baptism is good, however, it's just for a repentance. Without the power, without the witness of the Holy Spirit, and the sins cannot be cleansed and removed.
所以使徒行传十九章保罗第二次给他们洗礼。
So in Acts chapter 19, we notice that Paul rebaptized them.
奉耶稣的名洗礼。
And in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后祷告，圣灵就降下来。
And when they prayed, the Holy Spirit descended.
根据使徒行传第二章，这是因为罪得赦免，圣灵才会降下来。
In accordance to Acts chapter 2, since the sins were cleansed and redeemed, then the Holy Spirit descended.
所以从表面上看来，我们一直在讲外教跟我们都信耶稣啊。
Yeah, apparently, we may say that we and other denominations all worship Jesus.
都拜同一个神呢
？We worship the same God.
用同一本圣经
？We use the same Holy Scripture.
同样也都要进天国。
We all claim to enter the heavenly kingdom.
有什么不同
？But what are the differences?
关键在圣灵。
The key is the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵运行的洗礼。
And the Holy Spirit with the move of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有在圣灵运行，主耶稣宝血洁净，我们才真的加到这个身体教会里面。
And only the move of the Holy Spirit, then this water baptism became effective.Then the person may join this family.
好，第二个问题。
The second question.
教会与基督的关系。
The relationship between church and Christ.
我们看以弗所书五章二十三节。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23.
以弗所书五章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。
For the husband is head of five, and as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
所以这里讲基督是教会的头。
It's stated in the scripture, Christ is head of the church.
然后以弗所书第一章说，教会是基督的身体。
Ephesians chapter 1 states that church is the body of Christ.
所以基督在上面。
So,
他已经升了天上去。
Christ ascended to heaven, so he is above.
但是他的身体教会在地上。
But his body, the church, which is still on earth.
因此我们了解一件事情。
Therefore, we should understand a fact.
我们常常听人讲是耶稣救人，不是教会救人。
A lot of time we heard that Jesus saved man, not church saved man.
所以我只要信耶稣，哪一个教会都一样。
So as long as I believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter which church or denomination I attend or join.
仔细听起来这个好像很对。
It seems that it makes sense.
但是从圣经看起来这不对。
But if we look through the Bible, it is incorrect.
为什么不对？
Why it is wrong?
耶稣救人，这是对的。
It is true that Jesus saves.
但是耶稣救人是借着他的身体教会来救。
And Jesus saved man through his body, which is the church.
那不同的教会传的道理不太一样。
And different church, different denomination preach different doctrines.
那赦罪的权柄在乎圣灵的降临。
And the power of redemption, relies on the move of the Holy Spirit, the descent of the Holy Spirit.
所以不是每个教会都一样。
So not every church has the same way.
因此耶稣救人是借着他的身体救我们。
Therefore, Jesus saved man through his body.
因此得救跟教会有关。
Therefore, salvation is related to the church.
这一点我们一定要肯定。
And we must have a very clear understanding.
我们的信仰才会坚固。
Then our faith will be firm.
如果对教会模糊，
If we have a very vague concept to the church,
我们对信仰就会摇摆不定。
Then our faith will be shaken.
接下一个问题。
The third question.
那如果教会是基督的身体，
Since the church is the body of Christ,
那请问身体有几个？
So how many bodies are there?
你看以弗所书第四章。
Let's continue to read Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。
Verse 4. Let's read.Okay, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
这里说身体只有一个。
That's one body.
那个身体是什么？
Which is that body?
第一章最后一节，教会是他的身体。
The last verse of chapter 1, and the church is the body of Christ.
所以这里讲身体只有一个，就是讲教会只有一个。
And here it says that there's one body means that there is only one church.
那现在就发生一个问题。
And we, you know, that's a question. That's a problem.
全世界基督教这么多。
There are so many Christian denominations.
那教会只有一个，你是讲什么意思？
But the Bible says that there's only one church. So what does it mean?
那所谓一个教会又是指着什么教会？
So what it refers to, there's only one church.
那我们就要看。凡是教会能够符合下面另外五个一的，那个就是基督的身体。
As long as a church can fulfill the requirement of all the five ones, which we're going to study later on.
这里说同有一个指望。
It says that one hope.
第五节。
Verse five.
一主。
One Lord.
一信。
One faith.
一洗。
One baptism.
一神。
One God and Father. There are five ones.
任何一个教会有符合这个五个一的条件的，就是耶稣的身体。
Any church who fulfill this the requirement, this five one, and can be classified as as one body.
所以我们是照圣经来的。
So we do in accordance with the Bible.
那我们现在一个一个来看。
Now let's study one by one.
你们蒙召同有一个指望。
You were called in one hope.
这个指望是什么
？Of your calling. So what is that hope?
就是上天国。
Which is going to the heaven.
现在很多的基督教界里面不讲天国。
Many Christian denominations do not even mention about heavenly kingdom.
他们只讲地上的生活。
They only talk about the life on earth.
所以信耶稣就是让你怎么在地上生活很平安喜乐。
Believing Jesus just like which is how to live on earth happily.
但是我们知道我们信耶稣最后的目的是上天国，地上是做客人。
Our final goal, of believing in Jesus is to go to the heaven. So on earth, it's just like, it's like to sojourn on earth.
所以很多的教会包括牧师连天国有没有信到最后都是半信半疑。
Many denominations, including the pastor, don't have a clear understanding of heavenly kingdom. Some don't even believe that.
天国只有一个盼望。
That's only one hope.
好，一主是谁？耶稣。
And who is one Lord, which is Jesus.
他是我们的救主。
He is our savior.
第六节，一神。
One God.
我们也相信只有一个。
We believe there's only one God.
就是创造万物的神。
And who is the creator of heaven and earth.
好，那现在关键，所有的教会里面到最后的关键在乎下面两个一。
There are two ones here which are related to the other denomination.
一个是一信，另外一个是一洗。
Which is one faith and one baptism.
好，那这个一信跟一洗要怎么去解释呢？
How do we explain one faith and one baptism?
还有第四节还有一个就是圣灵只有一个。
And also in verse 4, one spirit, there's one spirit.
所以我们现在讲身体只有一个，现在关键在这个三个一。
When we refer to the one body and can be subdivided into these three ones.
圣灵只有一个。
One spirit.
一种信仰。
One faith.
一种洗礼。
And one baptism.
如果每一个教会都有这个一，那个教会就是真教会。
If every church fulfill all these ones requirement, it is considered as a true church.
圣灵只有一个。
That's one spirit.
使徒行传告诉我们很清楚。
In the Acts Apostles said very clearly.
信不等于得圣灵。
To believe doesn't mean that he has received the Holy Spirit.
受洗不等于得圣灵。
The receipt of the baptism is not necessarily that he received the Holy Spirit.
撒玛利亚人信耶稣。
When a Samaritan believed in Jesus.
也受洗。
And was baptized.
没有得圣灵。
But he didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
后来彼得约翰去。
Later on, when John and Peter went.
为他们祷告。
And pray for them.
他们才得圣灵。
Then they received the Holy Spirit.
那使徒行传告诉我们。
The Apostle also tells that.
得圣灵有一个外在的现象，就是说方言。
And that's external behavior of the person who receives the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues.
是看得见摸得到，是看得见听得到的。
Which cannot be heard and can be seen.
而且可以比较哥尼流的例子，彼得说他得圣灵与我们一样，怎么能够禁止不用水给他洗礼呢？
We can use the example of Cornelius. Once he received the Holy Spirit, then how can we not baptize him?
可见说圣灵是看不见的。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is invisible.
但是圣灵降下来有一个现象让你知道。
But when the Holy Spirit descends, that's one scenario can be seen.
所以我们从这样就知道大部分的教会没有圣灵。
And so we learn that most of the denominations do not have Holy Spirit.
如果
if
教会是基督的身体
if the church is the body of Christ,
那教会里面没有圣灵的降临
and if a church without Holy Spirit,
那身体没有圣灵
Just like a body without soul.
那这是什么身体？
Just like a body without soul, how can it be called a body?
这是一个最
About living body.
这是这个最重要的关键。
This is the most important key issue.
耶稣的身体，那一个身体一定要有圣灵的浇灌跟降。
So a body, the body must have the output of the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵一浇灌下来，就会影响到下面一个一信。
When the Holy Spirit descends and dwells in this body, then it will result one faith.
今天为什么对圣经有这么不同的多的解释呢
？So why the denomination have so many different interpretation explanation of the Bible?
主耶稣告诉门徒
，Jesus told the disciples,
我有很多话告诉你
，I have a lot of things to tell you,
但是你不能明白
，which you do not comprehend,
因为主讲的话是灵
，because the words of God are spirit.
那只等真理的圣灵来。
Until the spirit of truth comes upon,
引导你明白。
Then he will guide you to understand all these teachings.
所以圣灵跟真理是一体的两面。
So Holy Spirit is related to the truth. It's like two different faces.
因为圣灵降临，圣灵开我们的心，道理才看得清楚。
The descending of the Holy Spirit will open our heart and our eyes. Then we'll be able to see.
那今天为什么基督教一般的教义都不太一样？
Why other denominations have different doctrines?
原因就是没有圣灵。
The problem is they don't have Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵，用哲学来解释，用人的经验、理性来解释，就不太一样。
So without the Holy Spirit, they interpret the Bible based on the philosophical thoughts in the human ways and etc.
所以这个一信就是我们相信跟圣经原来一样。
So one faith means that, you know, it is directly related to the Bible, it's the same as the original.
圣经没有废掉安息日。
The Bible did not abolish keeping Sabbath.
耶稣说安息日为人设立的。
Jesus even said that the Sabbath is established for man. 人只是
安息日的主。
The Son of Man, is the master of Sabbath.
安息日哪一天呢？
So which is the Sabbath?
圣经讲得很清楚，一个礼拜的第七天。
The Bible states very clearly that the seventh day of the week.
安息日没有废掉。
The Sabbath was never established, was abolished.
不是说每一天都是安息日。
It doesn't mean that every day is Sabbath.
伊甸园里面每一天都享受神的恩典，不错。
In the Garden of Eden, man enjoys the grace and the blessing of the Lord every day, which is true.
人还没有犯罪以前，神已经说他赐福给第七天。
Even before man committed sin, God blessed the seventh day.
所以第七天就是不一样。
So the seventh day is very unique.
但是每一天在伊甸园都是福气。
Of course, living in the Garden of Eden daily is a blessing. Was a blessing.
我每一天都可以享受神的恩典。
Of course, we can enjoy the blessing of the Lord daily.
但是第七天，这是神分别为圣的。
But the seventh day is distinguished by the Lord.
所以这个叫做一信。
Which means one faith.
还有对圣灵的解释。
Also the interpretation to the Holy Spirit.
很多教会绝大部分都是你信就有圣灵了。
Many denominations interpret that when you receive the when you believe in the Lord, you also receive the Holy Spirit.
但使徒行传第八章讲得很清楚，你们信的时候受圣灵没有？
But Acts chapter 8 states very clearly, they were asked, do you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe? The answer is no.
十九章。也是这样。
And the same question was asked in chapter 19.
所以这很清楚，有跟没有是差很多。
It's very clearly indicated whether a person has or has no Holy Spirit.
还有再来就是洗脚礼。
Also the foot washing.
也不一样。
It's very different.
好，那第三个一。
The third one.
就是一洗。
One baptism.
洗礼只有一种有赦罪的方式。
There's only one kind of water baptism which is considered as an effective baptism.
这个洗礼必须是奉耶稣的名。
It has to be baptized, in the name of Jesus Christ.
所有三位一体的教会全部都奉父子圣灵的名。
All of the Trinity Church, states in the name of the Holy Father, Son, and Ghost.
所有相信独一神的教会都是奉耶稣的名。
All the churches who believe in one God states in the name of Jesus.
那我们要先问一个问题。
Then we'll ask a question.
所有使徒行传里面这些使徒奉什么名洗礼？
And how did all these apostles, baptize in the name of what?
都是奉耶稣的名。
They're all baptized in the name of Jesus.
所以我们就知道这个才是对的。
So we clearly understand that this is the correct way.
这个是使徒从神领受的。
Which was received by the disciple from the Lord.
那洗礼要有赦罪的功效，必须有圣灵的见证。
And in order to have an effective water baptism for the redemption of sin, it must have the witness of the Holy Spirit.
必须有全身入浸在主的宝血里面。
The body has to entirely submerged in water.
所以这个一灵跟一洗就是约翰福音三章五节。
So therefore, one baptism and one spirit are exactly the same as in John chapter 3 verse 5.
主耶稣说：“我实在告诉你，人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。”
As Jesus said that, truly I tell you that, unless one is born of water and his spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
现在真耶稣教会跟一般的教会有什么不同？
So what are the differences between TJC and other denominations?
最重要的不同就是约翰福音三章五节。
The most important difference is as we just read, John chapter 3 verse 5.
从水生。
Born of water,
赦罪有圣灵见证的洗礼，有主耶稣宝血同在的洗礼。
Born of water with the redemption of the sins and with the witness of the Holy Spirit in the blood of Jesus.
然后从圣灵生。
Then born of the Spirit.
要很清楚说方言的凭证，神能力的表现。
It has a very clearly indicated speaking in tongue and with the power of God.
这个就是六个一里面很重要的两个，一灵跟一洗。
These are the among all the six ones, which are the two most important ones, one spirit and one baptism.
好，那我们就回到那哪一个教会是真教会
？Then we are back to the very basic question: which church is the true church?
每一个教会你去查考，就这个用七个一把它比较看看。
If you try to compare all the churches with these seven ones,
到最后你发现只有真耶稣教会。
And finally, you will discover that only true Jesus Church fulfill all the qualifications, all the requirements.
所以我们讲真耶稣教会里是圣经里面讲那个一个身体，不是说我们骄傲。
When we say choose church, we don't mean that we are proud.
这个是提醒我们，我们从神得到极宝贵的恩典。
It reminds us that we receive the most precious blessings and graces from the Lord.
因为我们在地上找到他的身体，有里面有赦罪的洗礼，有圣灵做凭据。
And we found this body on earth with one spirit and with one baptism and also one spirit.
这个不是我们要借这个看清其他的教会。
Through this, we can clearly see the other, compare the other denominations.
我们是要带领他们来归入这个真理。
Our purpose is to bring them and guide them to the truth.
让他们能够领受赦罪的洗礼，能够领受圣灵。
So they can receive the baptism of redemption and also to receive the promised Holy Spirit.
使他们的得救有把握。
So they can confident, they can be confident in the salvation.
第六个问题。
The sixth question.
那请问真耶稣教会又有什么意思？
So what's the meaning of the true Jesus Church?
因为有很多的基督徒一看到这个名字就不顺眼。
Many Christians feel uncomfortable, they are displeased when seeing the church's name.
你说你是真的，难道我们是假的吗？
You claim yourself is true, then how, are we false churches?
我们仔细看。
If we take a close look.
我们拜谁？
And who do we worship?
我们拜天上的真神。
And we worship God in heaven.
所以真就代表真神。
True refers to true God.
我们看提摩太前书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 2,
第五节
verse 5.
提摩太前书第二章第五节
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5.
因为只有一个神
There's one God.
在神跟人中间只有一个中保将是降世为人的耶稣基督
And one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
所以只有一个神他是真的所以放在最上面
There's one God and who's true, of course, he is above.
难道耶稣是中保
And Jesus Christ is a mediator.
所以他放在中间。
So he's in the middle.
那教会就是一群人被主耶稣拯救的人。
And church is assembly of believers who are saved by Jesus.
所以他放在下面。
Therefore, he is placed in the third position.
这个就是真耶稣教会名字的意思。
So this is the meaning of the true Jesus Church.
这是最有意思的一个名字吗？
It's a very meaningful name.
长老会是用制度来取名字。
The Episcopal Church used the name, just the partial of the teachings.
浸信会用部分的教义浸礼来取名字。
And the Baptist Church is also used the partial of the doctrines.
安息日会用部分的教训来取名教义来取名字。
And the Seventh-day Adventist is also used partial of the doctrine to name the church.
但是只有真耶稣教会这个教会有耶稣的名字。
So only true church uplift the name of the Lord.
因为这个教会是耶稣的。
Since this church belongs to him,
是敬拜真神的。
And this church worship God.
所以我们对我们自己教会的名字需要了解。
So we must have a clear understanding of our church.
那真耶稣教会与使徒教会的关系。
And the relationship between the TJC and the true church in the apostolic days.
我们从圣经了解这个教会有两个阶段。
As we read from the church, as we read from the Bible, the church can be divided into two different stages.
因为耶稣说，你们拆毁这个殿，我三日要再建起来。
You destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it within 3 days.
耶稣讲那个物质的殿。
Jesus refers to the physical temple.
你拆毁，我三天要建起来。
You destroy the temples, I can rebuild within 3 days.
那个三天建起来是属灵的。
And this, the rebuild within 3 days, refers to, the spiritual teaching.
就是他的教会，就是他的身体。
Which is body and also, the church.
所以在旧约时代有先前的殿，有幕后的殿。
So during Old Testament time, that is the previous temple and the present temple.
所罗门建的殿被拆掉了。
The temple built by Solomon was demolished.
到以斯拉的时代又来重建。
It was rebuilt during the time of Ezra.
那个就是在预表使徒教会后来保罗没落了。
It also typifies the fall of the apostolic churches.
一直到二十世纪的初期。
Until the beginning of the 20th century.
圣灵在降临。
The descent of the Holy Spirit.
要来重建是这个已经过去的这个真教会。
To reform and to reestablish the apostolic church.
这个就是我们所信的内容。
This is what we believe.
第八点。
Question number 8.
那真教会跟其他教会的关系呢？
The relationship between TJC and other Christian churches or other denominations.
主耶稣说不是抵挡我们就是帮助。
Those who don't resist us, help us.
所以只要不是抵挡我们对我们都是有帮助的。
As long as the church doesn't resist us, they help us.
他们所做的工作也有它的价值。
their works also have some values.
好像施洗约翰的工作。
Like the works of John Baptist.
但是约翰福音三章五节，那赦罪的洗礼、圣灵的浇灌是在真教会里面。
But John chapter 3 verse 5, as we just read, the water baptism and the Holy Spirit only happen in the true Jesus Church.
那如果这个两个连在一起，
if we try to join this together,
那就完全了。
And it's considered as complete.
所以我们到非洲去传道，到肯尼亚本来都是基督徒啊。
So when we preach to African countries, most of them are Christians of other denominations.
如果非洲人都是回教徒，现在很难传啊。
If all of the Africans were Muslims, it would be very difficult for us to preach.
因为那个整个基础都不是以圣经的。
Because that foundation is no longer is not based on Bible at all.
那我们现在传的都是基督教的国家。
We only preach to the Christian countries.
那个基础是在圣经的范围之内。
It is still based on the scripture, Holy Scripture.
你传什么？
And what do we preach to?
主要传约翰福音三章五节。
The importance is we just simply preach John chapter 3 verse 5.
要得圣灵。
To receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵已经降临。
The Holy Spirit has descended.
要接受圣经里面讲这个水洗。
Has to receive the water baptism stated in the Bible.
让你的罪得赦免。
So your sin can be cleansed.
以这个做重点。
So these are the key points we're going to preach.
那得圣灵以后，
after they receive the Holy Spirit,
他就知道要守洗，要洗教礼。
And then they understand the water baptism, the foot washing.
听得懂安息日的道理。
Then they can understand the teachings of the keeping Sabbath.
所以真教会就建立起来了。
Then the TJC is established.
所以这是真教会跟其他教会的关系。
This is the relationship between TJC and other denominations.
这应该不是冲突的。
And there should be no conflict.
而是一个延伸更加完全。
It should be a continuous work until it has become perfect.
所以我们这第三点，我们等一下有超半个钟头来讨论。
So we can spend about half an hour to study.
我们现在要分作三组。
We're going to divide into three groups.
第一组是英文组。
The English group.
我们在哪里？英文组在哪？
在旁边。
餐厅旁边那一间
In the room next to the dining hall.
那我们英文组先离开，那中文组留下来，我们等一下再分作两组。
So the English group, please proceed to that room.
那中文组留下来，我们再分作两组。OK, 好，我们现在，陈执事，你来分组一下好吗？